If you can't be honest with yourself, you're in trouble. Because if you don't trust yourself, the whole spiritual path is learning to trust yourself. Because where are you going to feel all these wonderful things you want to feel? Over there? Over there? No. You're going to feel them in yourself. And if you don't trust yourself, then God could come knocking on your door and ask you for 5 cents and you'll just kick him away because you don't trust yourself.
Welcome to the Krishnadas Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishnadas shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishnadas' podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
Jayanti Mangala Kali Bhadrakali Kapalini Durga Kshama Shiva Dhatri Swaha Swadha Namostute Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Siddhi Buddhi Prade Deve Bhukti Mukti Pradani Mantra Murti Mahadevi Mahalakshmi Namostute Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute.
Namostute Narayani
Om Narayani, Om Narayani, Om Narayani.
Okay. All right, let's see what's on our mind and my iPad. You guys can go, you know, attend to the essentials, if you like, while I pretend I know something. Okay, so let's see what we got here. Can I talk a little bit about good ways, other than anchoring into the mantra, to really let go of heavy feelings resulting from sudden bad news, like the sudden death of a loved one? No. You know? Those heavy emotions, once the cloud envelops you, flailing around doesn't do any good. Trying to push it away, avoid it, may give some temporary relief from the intensity, but it comes back. You know, that's why we keep talking about practice being so important, regular practice, because you get habituated to the feeling of letting go. And the only way to get used to that is to keep letting go. If you try to let go only when the shit hits the fan, not only do you get the shit in your face, but the fan rips your hair up. So it's horrible. So it's a question of doing something a little bit regularly, getting used to the feeling of being living at home in yourself. There's no shortcuts. There are, you know, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do whatever you have to do, you feel you need to do to get through it. Whatever gets you through the night is good. But it might make the day more difficult. Later, you'll find out. Regular practice over a long period of time is really and the shock of something really sudden hitting you is not something that you can deal with just like that, you know. But the great beings, the saints, they don't live in the moment the way we do. I mean, actually, they live in the moment. We don't. So when something occurs that's painful or intense, they meet it in a different way than we do. So it goes through them, whether we get run over by it. I keep remembering that cartoon was that that rabbit that used to run so fast. What was it called? Anyway, he was always getting run over by something, and he'd be flat on the ground. And who is that? Come on. Not Quickstrom. It was on Quickstrom McGraw.
Quickstrom McGraw.
And
Elmer Fudd was also on there,
right? No, Elmer Fudd's different.
Just trying to make a connection.
Roadrunner. Was it Roadrunner? Was it Quickstrom McGraw and Roadrunner? Yeah, that rabbit that used to get run over by cars all the time. Yeah. That's what it feels like when some emotions hit. You know, one time Mr. Tiwari was up on the roof of the temple with Maharaji. And Maharaji started like dancing in ecstasy. And Tiwari says to him, what? And he said, oh, this woman devotee of his died. She died, you know, she died. And he's like, so Tiwari looks at him and says, you're a butcher. How you could, she died, she served you for so many years and you're dancing in ecstasy when she dies? Maharaji looks at him, he says, what? You want me to act like one of the puppets, like you? I mean, where he lives, it's one. No one comes and goes. The bodies might drop off, but the soul doesn't go anywhere. It's always here. And he lives in, these great beings live as the indwelling presence within us, our true awareness, our true nature. That's who they are. So if a body drops off, even their own body, it's not a big deal. They don't suffer the way we do because of attachment. But because we think we are who we think we are all day long, all life long, and we think other people are who we think they are and who they think they are, it gets complicated. But so there's no quick answers, but you know, you have to ride the grief. You have to let yourself feel it. If you don't let yourself feel it, you never process it. It sticks somewhere in your subtle body as a seed that's going to cause suffering later. So it's very difficult to be with these intense emotions, whether it's fear, anger, or grief, or shame, all the intense emotions like that. Very hard to allow them to be, but not, you don't absorb them the same way. That's why regular practice is so important, because it's like an automatic program that's running of releasing rather than automatically holding on. Right now, we're programmed to hold on to everything. But over time, we can let go of our identification with the negative states of mind and the negative self-images and the negative stories we tell ourselves. But you can't push those away. We have to train ourselves to release them. That's why when we chant, and the way I share the chanting is just the way I do it. Very simply, you sing. When you notice you're not paying attention, you come back. That's it. But that's a lot. Because when you really pay attention, you'll see that you can hardly pay attention at all. And that's something that's a wake-up call for us. So, and every time we come back from being gone in dreamland or fantasy land or the future or the past or whatever, there's a neural pathway in the brain that deepens. And the more times you come back, the deeper that pathway gets, and the bigger it gets, and the more easy it gets to return to home base. But you got to do it. You don't do it, nothing's going to happen. You do it, who knows? At least you got a shot. So, somebody's asking, talking about their son who passed away in October. He was born, stillborn. We love him so, so much. We called him Light. You know, I read a story about Swami Nityananda, who was Swami Muktananda's guru. He was a supreme siddha. He was absolutely beyond the beyond. And the story is really amazing. He said, so the story goes that Nityananda was sitting, as he always did, very quietly. Many times he talked, but most of the time he was just like, and he would have his back to the devotees and stuff like that. So a car pulls up, and it's this young couple, and they're carrying a baby who died, just born, and died very immediately. And they come into the ashram, and they bow to Swami Muktananda, and they said, Baba, please open our child's eyes. Open his eyes. So Nityananda passed his hand over the child's eyes, and as he did, they opened, and then he went like this, and they closed. And then he tells the couple, go bury the child. Go bury the child. So one of his devotees says, Baba, why didn't you bring that child back to life? You can do that. And Nityananda looked at him and said, do you want to take responsibility for that? That soul was born three times and died immediately. His desire was to die in my presence. And this is the third time he tried to get to me, to die in my presence. You don't believe me? Go ask the couple. So that devotee goes out, and this was their third time that the baby died immediately, just about after birth. the same couple had three. This is the third try at having a child. Later on, I think they had a child, but we don't know what's going on. We don't know why someone comes in for a minute and leaves. We don't know why we stay. Maybe that being was just so full of light that it didn't have any work to do. It just needed to come and go. It's beyond us. These things are beyond us. But we suffer because we think. We suffer because of our assumptions we make about things. That death is bad. Even. It may not be. Maybe the body's finished its work and it needs to take another body to do different work. We don't know. But we don't know, and that's the one thing we can be sure of. So if we don't know, then our only option is to accept things the way they manifest and not add on top of them, not add to our attachment to them, and recognize that this is the way it had to be. Difficult. Any behind-the-scenes stories from the Be Here Now 50th anniversary last week at the Wisdom? Hey, it's been a long time since there were any behind-the-scenes stories, believe me. We're too old. We slept when we weren't on stage, and then we woke up, had some coffee, sang, and went back to sleep. It's about as exciting as we get. But it was great to see so many people. It's really great. I was there in India when Ram Dass brought the first copy of Be Here Now to Maharaji. So Maharaji took it, looked at it, handed it to somebody, told him to bring it in the back. The next day when we came to the temple, Maharaji came out and he was ready. He said, Ram Dass, there's lies in this book. Really? What lies? And Maharaji told him, Maharaji said, tell him. So the English-speaking devotees told Ram Dass the stuff in the book that was untrue. Someone had told him some stories that weren't quite true. So Ram Dass said, well, we'll change him in the next edition. Maharaji said, no, change him now. So Ram Dass said, Baba, they just today, I got off the phone with someone in America who had just dropped off the plates for the printing. And as of now, there must be 5,000 copies printed. Maharaji said, truth is more important than money. Change it now. So Ram Dass said, okay. And he goes back to town and he calls back to America. And he gets the guy, his friend on the phone who had brought the plates down to the printer in Albuquerque. And he tells the guy what happened. And the guy says, that's incredible. I just got a call from the printer. I left the plates. It's like a 5-hour drive or 2, 3, 4, maybe a 4-hour drive from where he was living to Albuquerque. I dropped the plates off and then I drove home. So when I got home, I got a call that just as they were going to print, the plate that was the front piece of the book, which was a picture of Maharaji, the plate fell and broke. And so they had to stop and they couldn't print anything. Yeah.
That's good.
That's the story. So the teaching, though, is surrender. Now, Ram Dass probably felt really bad at the money that was going to be lost, ultimately, you know. But ultimately, he wanted to do what Maharaji said, so he was going to do it. But where was his heart at that time? Did it kind of like, well, we just lost a lot of money? Or was it like, fuck the money, I don't care? And was he... Did he close or did he stay open? It's very, you know, probably a little bit of both. why does my interest keep getting less and less? I used to be very interested, and I used to be in peace and happiness when I listened to kirtan and satsang. How do I keep my engagement and chanting continuous? I don't listen too often recently. Please advise. Listen. What else do you want me to say? If you're not interested, you're not interested. Go do something else. You know, if you're not getting what you want from it, then forget it. Or is it just that you come up against some, you know, some stuff inside that's preventing you from going deeper? So that's up to you to figure out. Nobody can tell you. Maharaji's last instruction to me when I was leaving India, when he was sending me home, back to America, was do what you want. I said, I was completely freaked about going to America. 2.5 years I was in India. And now he's sending me back to New York. What am I going to do? You know? So I'm sitting in front of him and I'm thinking, I better ask him what to do. And New York. No. Then the other part of me said, no, what's wrong with you? Have faith. You don't need to ask. Just go. Everything will be okay. Faith my ass. I'm going back to New York. What am I going to do there? I said, shut up. I said, what? Right in front of him. So finally, I just blurted out, Maharaji, how can I serve you in America? And he made a face. It looked like he bit a pickle. He said, that, just asking about services and service. Just do what you want. Now, the funny thing was, I had been celibate for 2.5 years. You know what I wanted to do? And He knew what I wanted to do. So when he told me to do what I want, he knew what we were talking about. And my mind went completely blank. And I'm sitting like staring, I'm like, and he looked at me and he cracked up. He laughed so hard. It was too funny. And then he said, so how will you serve me? Ah, how will you serve me? Ah. Hey, man, do what you want. If you don't want to chant, don't chant. But when it hurts enough, you'll find a way to do some practice. If you even really believe in practice, if you even really think there's anything to find. If you don't, then go be happy something else. Do something else. Make money. Get rich. Buy cars. Do whatever you want. But when you are suffering more than you can bear, you will look for a way out. And before that, there's no sense even pretending. Are you doing it because other people are doing it? Or because you like looking at the women in the groups? Well, who knows why you're doing it? Don't lie to yourself. That's a waste of time. If you're not into it, then go do something else. And when you're doing something else, you might find that you don't like it, that you really want to chant. Then you'll pay attention. Don't pretend. If you can't be honest with yourself, you're in trouble. Because if you don't trust yourself, the whole spiritual path is learning to trust yourself. Because where are you going to feel all these wonderful things you want to feel? Over there? Over there? No. You're going to feel them in yourself. And if you don't trust yourself, then God could come knocking on your door and ask you for 5 cents and you'll just kick him away because you don't trust yourself. So listen to yourself. Ask yourself why you're losing interest. And if you say, oh, I just don't want to do it, then don't do it. Go do something else. And maybe someday you'll come back to it in a real way and then you'll get something out of it. That's it. No more questions? There are other questions. People asking me things I really don't know. So I'm not going to spend any time pretending I know anything. Not that I know even what I'm talking about. Here's one. Maharaji once, you see, he used to say, who's Hanuman? And we would give him all the all the pat answers. Hanuman is the servant of Ram, the perfect servant, the this, the that. And then he would say, nay, that Hanuman is Ram Kisvas, the breath or the life of Ram. I don't understand that. Intellectually, I might have some babble going on in my head about it, but I really don't know what that means. But he does. So ask him. No more questions. Maybe, okay, good. Everybody's enlightened. That's good. We can sing some more.
Namaste.
Mate Amma Oh No Mate
Namah Om Ham
Namate Namaha Om Hanumate Om Hanumate Om Hanumate Namaha.
One thing we can always do for beings that we see suffering, and for ourselves, is to offer loving kindness to those beings and to ourselves as well. We really don't know what another person is experiencing. We only know how it looks to us. But on the other hand, that's what we have to go on. When I was going to commit suicide in a temple in India, there was a river out back, the temple. It was only 6 inches deep. But I figured, you know, I could get my head caught under a rock or something. It might work. Maharaja just looked at me and he laughed. He said, "What are you going to do, jump in the river?" Ha ha! It didn't bother him. He said, "You can't die. Worldly people don't die." Then he said, "Only Jesus died the real death." "What?" "Because," he said, "he never thought of himself." What do? All day long, all night long, all life long, we think about me. How am I doing? Do they like me? They don't like me. What should I wear? Where should I go? What should I do? What should I eat? What should I do? Blah, blah, blah. All life long, me, 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 all day long, the movie of me. And everybody else is playing a role in our movie. We don't really see who they are, we only see who we think they are. So, if we think they are suffering, then we always have the option to wish them well, to offer them loving kindness, to offer them our Bodhi mind, the mind of enlightenment. So this prayer was given to me by Bernie Glassman, the Zen master and great being. And I'll sing it a couple of times and then we'll sing Hanuman Chalisa, because we want to be good. We want to make this offering to people. We want to express our caring and our kindness, but it's not so easy. So Hanuman, and invoking that place within us that is always turned towards real love, that brings real strength, and we can be the best human being we can be, and we can make the offerings to others. And make the world a little bit better place.
calling out to hungry hearts everywhere through endless time. You who wander, you who thirst, I offer you this body mine. Calling out to hungry spirits everywhere through endless time. Calling out to hungry hearts, all the lost and the left behind. Gather round and share this meal, your joy and your sorrow, I make it mine. Calling out to hungry hearts everywhere through endless time. You who wander, you who thirst, I offer you this body mind. Calling out to hungry spirits everywhere through endless time. Calling out to hungry hearts, all the lost and the left behind. Gather round and share this meal, your joy and your sorrow, I make it mine. Shri Guru Charan Saroja Raja Jamana Mukur Sudhari Parano Raghubar Bimala Jasu Jodayak Palachari Buddhihin Tanujan Ke Sumiram Bhavan Kumar Siyaram Pala Buddhi Vidya Dehu Mohin Haru Kalesa Bhikara Siyavara Ramachandra Pada Jay Sharanam Jaya Hanuman Gyana Guna Saga Jaya Kapi Sati Humloka Ujaga Ramaduta Turta Baladham Anjani Puta Pavana Sutanam Mahavira Bikram Vajarangi Matindivar Sumati Kesang Kanchana Varana Viraja Subesa Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa Hatha Bajurur Dvaja Viraja Kande Munja Jane Usaja Shankara Suvan Kesari Nanda Keja Pratap Mahajagabhan Vidyavan Puni Ati Chato Amakaj Karibe Koatu Prabhu Charitra Sunibe Korasiya Rama Lakan Sita Mana Sukshma Rupa Darisiya Hindakava Nikata Rupa Dari Lanka Charava Bhima Rupa Dari Asura Sahari Kajasamvad Aya Sajeevan Lakanajiyaya Shri Raghubir Harshivadalaya Raghupati Kinhi Bohut Paraya Tuma Mama Priya Rathaya Samavai Sahasabadan Tuma Roja Sagao Asakai Shri Pati Kantalagao Nakadika Brahmadi Munisa Narada Sharada Sahita Ahisa Makubera Digapala Jahante Biko Bidakai Sake Kahante Tuma Upakara Sugriva Inkina Rama Milaya Rajapada Dina Maro Mantra Bibishanama Ankeshwara bhai sabba jagadam Yuga sahasra jocham parabhan Hiryota imadura palajam Prabhu mudrika mele mukhamahi Chaladilange gaya charajanahi Durgam kaj jagat ke jete Sugamanu gartumare te Kamaduare tumarakova Otana agya binu bezar Sab sukalahe tumari sharan Tumara chakakahu kodar Apan teja samaro api Tino lokahan katin kampe Utapisashan katanahe avi Mahavir japanam sunam Ase roga hare sapapir Japata nirantara hanumatavir Sankatate anuman churavi Manakrama bachan dhyana jolavi Sabaparam tapasvi raja Inake kaj sakal tumasaja Ora manorata joko elavi Sove amit jirana palapav Aron yuga paratapatuma He parasid jagat ujiya Sadhu santa ke tumarakavari Asuran kandana ramadulai Ashta siddhi no nidiketata Asavaradina janaki mata Ramarasayana tumare pasa Sadaraho agupati ke dasa Hare bhajana rama ko pavi Janam janam ke dukkha visarao Antakala raghubar pura jai Jahan janam har bhakta kahai Or devata chitna darai Anumat se sarva sukha karai Sankat kate mite sab pira Jo sumire anumat balabir Jai 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 Hanuman Gosai Kripa Karo Guru Dev Ki Nai Yoshat Bar Pat Kar Koi Chuddha Hi Bani Mahasukha Hoi Choya Vare Hanuman Chalisa Hoya Siddhi Sakhi Garisa Tulsi Das Sada Hari Chira Kijenath Hridaya Mandir Pavanatanaya Sankata Harana Mangala Murti Rup Siyaram Ramalakana Sita Sahita Hridaya Basav Surabhupa Siyavara Ramachandra Padaje Sharana Mangala Murti Martanandan Kala amangala mula nikandana Mangala murti marutananda Sakala amangala mula nikandana Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram 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 Ram Jai Ram Jai Ram Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Ram Jai Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram
Okay. Thanks for hanging out tonight. I really appreciate this time we have to hang out in space together, in the heart space. These difficult times, this is how we help each other. We're interconnected, interdependent. We all lean on each other because everybody needs someone to lean on. So, if we know anything about a path at all, if we know that there might be a way to live in this world in a good way, with an open heart, without fear, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us on this path. Out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us be safe, all of us be happy, all of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace and that ease of heart, that ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Once again, thanks to Benji and Heather Shantala, that's their name of their group, and Steve Gorn, that's the name of his group. And he is multifaceted and fills the universe with sound. And thanks for coming. Much love. Ram Ram. Take good care. Namaste.